on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Israela Meyerstein is a licensed clinical social worker and family therapist who's had a private therapy practice in Baltimore for almost 40 years. She is the co-founder of the Baltimore Jewish Healing Network, and she's written a book about the role that spirituality can play when individuals and families confront a serious medical challenge. The book is called Bridge to Healing: Finding Strength to Cope with Illness. Israela Meyerstein is herself a cancer survivor, and her book is in part a chronicle of her experience with her disease, as well as observations about the emotional component of being a patient. Israela Meyerstein joins me in the studio. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So start by telling our listeners about your own personal experience and how that sort of animated the idea for this book.
Well, I was suddenly diagnosed with a cancer of the uterus. And it was pretty aggressive, and it was caught early, fortunately. But it was very rare, one in 300,000, and there was no case study data. So immediately, it became a very scary situation. And what I found was going through dealing with not only the illness, waiting for results, which often take a long time till you get a clarified diagnosis.
Sure.
And then going through the complicated medical treatment system today, which is like a labyrinth sometimes, having to make a lot of decisions about doctors, I realized that I was up against a pretty steep challenge, and that the challenge of sustaining my spirits so that I could cope better was really very important.
Sure. And how long ago was that?
This goes back to the late spring of 2006.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling now?
Good. Really good.
Good. Everything's good?
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you make mention in the beginning part of the book about the difference, the distinction you make between healing and a cure. That's interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, healing I think of as becoming more whole, and it's something that really happens more within your spirit. Curing is the medical cure of the disease, but healing is something that sometimes people can attain even when they don't receive a cure for their illness. And it has to do with their spirit and their sense of themselves in the world and their connections to a higher power, their relationships with people. So there is a way of finding healing even in the absence of cure.
Mm-hmm. And your Jewish faith, very important to you in your life in general, and certainly in this journey you had with your own illness. Is there a particular capacity, do you think, in the Jewish tradition for consolation and assistance in this spiritual dimension of an illness?
I think that Judaism is full of tools for people to use in life in general, but also particularly in during illness. A Jewish perspective is a very integrated one. There's a Yiddish saying that a small hole in the body produces a greater hole in the soul. Mm, so the perspective is very integrated. And there are many tools within the tradition that can be applied to the illness situation and other crises as well.
Israela Meyerstein, her book is called Bridge to Healing, Finding Strength to Cope with Illness on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. This is a very prescriptive book. Not only, as I said in the introduction, not only chronicles, you know, your own experience, but you have very concrete examples and suggestions for folks about avenues they can explore to help them with this part of this aspect of their illness. And amongst the spiritual tools that you list, I want to talk about a few of them. One is massage. And I was interested that you make the point that massage is helpful to a person going through an illness because it sends the signal that it's okay to be touched. That was really, that was fascinating to me. Is that something that people who are diagnosed with illnesses have to confront?
I think that all people need to be touched. But when you're ill, there's often a stigma perceived or a sense of isolation. And so a very simple gesture of a touch by a friend or a healthcare professional can make a very big difference. Massage, of course, is more than just touch. And there are many practitioners of massage who specifically help people with issues of illness.
Mm-hmm. So there's a specialty sort of within the
practice
of
lymph drainage and helping people. But it also there's the aspect of being touched. Mm-hmm. And sometimes doctors who won't touch their patients for whatever reasons may communicate to the patient that they are keeping their distance. And I think that it's important that touch be something with care that's thought about.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned the importance of creative expression when you're involved in an illness. We have done several segments here on Maryland Morning about this relatively new field of narrative medicine, people writing about their experience, both from the patient perspective and from the healthcare provider perspective, journaling, that sort of thing. Obviously, you did a lot of that because I think a lot of that's found its way into the book. But from your perspective, how do you see what are the specific advantages to making pieces of art or writing or poetry about your illness? How does that help one get through that kind of journey?
For me, journaling was really the start of the book. And I found that not only writing things down helped me validate my experience and helped me feel that I was sharing it, but it also got it out of me. And there actually is some research about the benefits of journaling about upsetting experiences that have actually an impact on physical conditions, certain physical conditions. Other types of art, music. For me, when I do art, although I'm a dabbler, when I do art, it feels like a meditative activity. I kind of lose myself in it. My troubles are put to the side, and I'm very focused in an intense way. And it's very gratifying. So all those things lift a person's spirit. And that's perhaps the most crucial thing that is important during illness, because illness is something that depresses the spirit. And being hopeless, depressed, very vulnerable, scared, anxious all the time is not good for us either.
Sure, whether we're sick or not.
Exactly.
Exactly. And of course, you write at length about the importance of prayer. And of course, there are some people who are going to say, well, you know, I'm just not a spiritual person. I'm not religious. But even for people who don't embrace the notion of a listening, attentive being, God, who would respond directly to a plea or a prayer, you talk about prayer as a search for personal inspiration. That's interesting to me as well. What do you mean by that?
I think that prayers that are asking for personal strengthening are the ones that are most likely to be answered, because the person is already focused in a particular direction, and it's more likely that they will get there if that's where they're focused. There are many different spiritual pathways, and I'm in the book Bridge to Healing, I try to make it very open so that people who believe in a God, don't believe in a God, are of different religious faiths, can find some strengthening in the book as well.
Israela Meyerstein, her new book is called Bridge to Healing, Finding Strength to Cope with Illness. It's published by Mazo Publishers. Israela Meyerstein will be speaking about the book tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Ivy Bookshop on Falls Road in North Baltimore. And on May 7th, she'll be at the Greetings and Readings in Hunt Valley. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's really been great to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, the nutrition diva Monica Reinagle gets to the meat of the matter. We'll talk about new dietary guidelines and how the notion of red meat isn't as clear as we might think. Till then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Yesterday was March 17th. On that day in history, 1764, William Pinckney was born in Annapolis. He went on to serve as the 7th U.S. Attorney General from 1811 to 1814. We're back Friday. Hope you'll join us.